KTDK Sanger.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket!
It's a ticket flashback. 10 years of ticket history, brought to you by Tanqueray 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
2002.
Changes were on the way in 2002, and it didn't take long for them to get started. The Stars kicked things off in the first month of the year with the firing of Ken Hitchcock on January 25th. Rick Wilson would be on the bench for the rest of the season, and Dave Tippett was hired in May. The Stars failed to make the playoffs after finishing fourth in the Pacific. The Stars' bitter rival, the hated Red Wings, won the Stanley Cup in 2002, 4-1 over the Hurricanes. Tom Hicks wasn't too happy with his other team either, as the Rangers finished a dismal 72-90, and for the third straight year ended in the basement of the AL West. With the end of the season came the end of Jerry Nairn's tenure as manager. He was let go on October 1st. Buck Showalter was hired 10 days later. A club out of the Rangers division won the World Series. The unlikely Angels and that damn rally monkey were taken to 7 games by the Giants. Changes were also made at the Ticket, as Big Dick Hunter and the P1 Wild Ass Circus would take overnights, and Bad Radio would stab Rick Arnett in the back and bring in Tom Flakeboy Gribble, and thus usher in a new era of the open door policy. 2002 would also mark the first appearance of Captain Doodoo, the death of Ted Williams and the saga of his frozen dead head, the debut of the Osbournes, and About Schmidt triggering the voice box on Robot Grego killed plenty of time on the Little Ticket in 2002. The Lakers were the eventual NBA champs, sweeping the Sixers, but the Mavericks had another great year. The trade that brought in Rafe LaFrance and Nick Van Exel from the Nuggets paid dividends, as the Mavs finished with 57 wins, beat the T-Wolves in the first round of the playoffs, but were bounced in the next round by the Kings. The New England Patriots would prove to be a worthy opponent for the Rams in the Super Bowl, as Bill Belichick figures out the greatest show on turf, and the Pats get a last-second field goal from Adam Vinatieri and beat St. Louis 20-17. Dick Vermeil would cry. That would be as good as it got for Dallas football fans. Emmitt Smith provided something to cheer about as he broke the all-time rushing record on October 27, 2002 against the Seahawks at Texas Stadium. On that day, he would surpass the 16,726 yards of Walter Payton and prove himself to be a diamond surrounded by poo-poo. The Cowboys limped to another 5-11 finish in the third and what would eventually be the last year of Dave Campos' head coaching career in Dallas. Rumors started near the end of the year that Jerry Jones had secret meetings with Bill Parcells about becoming the next head coach of the Cowboys. Would 2002 be the year that Jerry Jones put his ego aside for the betterment of the Cowboys?
Coming up again at 8:50, it's another Ticket flashback to the year 2003. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is 10.
The Ticket!
We're partying like it's our birthday, live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Dodge, Tanqueray, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, it's 8:04, which means we have 60 seconds to kill.
I want a shameless tease in 10 seconds.
All right.
Sunday morning, 8:15, George Dunham and his kids against my kids in the Sony PlayStation challenge number 6.
Awesome.
Well, I think I'll get up early for that.
Kids getting their head shaved if they lose.
Yeah, George's.
Nice.
And yeah. Corby, what's on the tee box tomorrow?
I don't do it anymore. I did it for a while, but I've done it in probably about a year and a half.
Yeah,
thank you.
I thought they'd gone to the 3-man booth with Rick Arnett and you and Craig Rosenpenis.
Hey. No, I'm doing pretty much the rant now. If they can get us all together.
That 38-1 ticket for Carolina. Put $100 on it.
Who did?
That Craig Rosengarten. I bought it for him in Vegas.
38-1?
Yeah, they win. He's doing okay.
How about that, Norm?
Norm, what's on your show tomorrow?
Are those good odds?
I had Carolina as my long shot pick on the website.
Really? But no money on it, right?
No money.
Uh-uh. No, you're screwed.
Because who's gambling these days, really?
Nobody. Not me.
Exactly. Well, there you go, guys. Good job. That was a great segment.
It was.
It's good to talk to you guys.
There's your ticket roundtable.
Really appreciate your help.
Do something funny, Corby.
No, go ahead.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm on for like an hour.
You do all that stuff.
All right, we're going to give away some wacky stuff coming up next, right?
No, the greatest P1 ever is rewarded with Super Bowl tickets and 4 nights hotel.
Who is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who's the greatest P1?
We're going to decide next. You have to judge, so stay on the mic.
That's next.
What are you laughing at?
1310, The Ticket. Established in 1994 as Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports radio station. Most of us are from Texas. Those that aren't got here as fast as we could. We live here. We go to the games here. We talk about our teams here. Sports updates every 20 minutes with the Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and breaking sports news first, guaranteed.